Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Sechaz Avos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. Shishi was Echad Afan receiving a Hagon Bik Harav Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us Rabbi Yosi Amar Basi says, Kol Mechabed Esat Torah, anyone who honors the Torah, Gufa Mechabed Al Abriyos, this person himself is honored and honorable to people. What does that mean to Mechabed the Torah? So either it means darshaning every single little thing in the Torah that might seem extra, an extra letter or the little crayons on top of the letters. This shows real covet to the Torah, teaching that absolutely nothing is extra. Or it could mean one who's Mechabed a Sefer Torah or Mechabed people who learn Torah. All this fits on the description of Mechabed HaTorah. This person himself will be Mechabed Al Abriyos. V'chol Mechal HaTorah continues the Mishnah. Anyone who's Mechal the Torah, he degrades it, it denigrates it. Gufa Mechal Al Abriyos, he himself is Mechal Al Abriyos. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Shmuel Benoy Amir, Rabbi Shmuel, his son, meaning Rabbi Yossi's son, says, HaChoy Shechasmei Min HaDin, somebody who darkens himself from Din, which means he's a Dayan who could paskin, but he decides not to paskin. He tells the Bali Dinim, you know what, go to a different Dayan. Or he says, just make a pshara, let's make a compromise. Is a wonderful thing. Pyrik Menu Eva, he takes hatred away from himself because we know that usually the guy who walks at Adin Torah on the losing end of the deal is angry at the Dayan. It's his fault. He didn't look into it enough. He paskins against me. He doesn't like me. The Gazel, he also prevents himself from stealing because it could be a Dayan paskins incorrectly and it's considered like he's stealing. And Ushvua Shav, he prevents himself from a false Shvua. Maybe the Dayan's going to tell one of the sides to make a Shvua and it's going to turn out not to be correct. And that's his fault that he caused a false Shvua. So therefore, it's a great thing to bow out of being the Dayan of Adin Torah. Now, more about a Dayan, Vagas Libay by Ra, somebody who's haughty in Psak, he tells himself, oh, I'm so smart, I'm not going to make any mistakes, I'm the greatest Dayan ever, and because of that, he's not careful as Psak, he doesn't look into it enough, he just gives an offhanded Psak without even thinking too much about it. Shaita, he's a fool, Rasha, he's a total Rasha, Vagas Ruach, and haughty. We're going to stop before the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches, continue to talk about a Dayan, and on to Mishnah Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.